St. Andrew the Apostle, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, has anyone wished you a Happy New Year yet? Well, someone could, because this is the Church's New Year. We beat the world by 1 month. January 1st is a new year, we say, in the civil year. But for the Catholic Church, with the start of the new season of Advent, we start a new church year. And who is the saint who comes with us every year, first of all? Why, it's today's saint. He was the first one to be called to be an apostle. And his name is Andrew, which means brave. And he was very brave indeed in following our blessed Lord. When St. Andrew, at the end of his life, was taken to be tied to a cross, and it was an X-shaped cross, that's his symbol. Scotland is dedicated, amongst other nations, to St. Andrew, and they have that on their flag. It's called Cross Saltier. It's an X. And he said, "Put me on an X because I'm not worthy to be crucified the same way that Jesus, my Lord, was." So they put him on an X, and he wasn't nailed, he was tied there, and he stayed there for 3 days, suffering very much. But when he saw the cross at a distance, he cried out, not with tears and, "Oh no, woe is me, what am I going to do?" He cried out with joy. He was very happy to suffer his cross. That's a remarkable thing, isn't it? And he cried out and he said, "O cross, so long desired, receive the disciple of him who hung upon thee, my master, Christ." He was desiring, wanting, and waiting, keep that word in mind, our Lord on his cross. That's what we do in Advent, don't we? We wait for the coming of Jesus. But we have to wait like St. Andrew. And since he comes first, he could be each year for us a good patron saint for a good Advent. We wait for our Lord, but we stay busy in the meantime. How did St. Andrew stay busy? He was always bringing souls to Jesus, right from the very start. I don't know how, but he and somebody else, we don't know who, were the disciples of St. John the Baptist, our Lord's cousin. He was the one who started things, didn't he? He was preaching, and he had a kind of a baptism. It wasn't a real baptism, but it was almost like a baptism that he did for people who were sorry for their sins. It's called a sacramental. Well, he was a disciple of St. John the Baptist, and he was preaching one day by the River Jordan and baptizing people. They would go into the river, and then he would pour the water over their head and tell them to be sorry for their sins. When all of a sudden, St. John stops, and he sees somebody coming at a distance down the beach on the sand by the river, and he says, "Look, that's the Lamb of God. He's the one who takes away the world's sin." And St. Andrew, he was listening, he was paying attention. And so right away he realizes he receives grace from God too. A special kind of an actual grace. And he realizes that our Lord is really the Messiah. He's God with us. He's the promised one. And so he leaves John right away, and St. John doesn't mind because his job was just to get people ready for Christ's coming. And he goes after our Lord. Our Lord is baptized by St. John. When the ceremony is over and everybody sees the Blessed Trinity, remember, the dove, and then they hear the voice of the Father, and they see Jesus. He's the Son of God. Well, our Lord leaves after everything's finished, after his baptism, and St. John starts following him. Only our Lord didn't say, yet, "Follow me." He just started walking after him. And our Lord, of course, knows that someone's following him. You would too, wouldn't you, if someone was walking right behind you for a while? And so he stops, and he turns around, and he smiles at St. Andrew, and he says, "Can I do anything for you?" And St. Andrew was just thinking about following Christ, but he couldn't think of anything to say. And so he sort of stuttered a little bit, and the best thing he could think of was to say, Well, Lord, where do you live? Where do you live? And our Lord just smiled again at him, and he said, well, come and see. Come and see. Didn't give him an address. Didn't give him his email or anything like that, or his cell phone number. He just said, well, come and see. Come and see. So he walks now next to our Lord, and they go to our Lord's home. I think he had a house in Capernaum, which was a city near the Sea of Galilee. And our Lord and St. Andrew go there, and he spends the day with our Lord. And I could see our Lord talking to St. Andrew, and he probably fixed him lunch. And then they talk some more after lunch, and they probably said their prayers together. And then at the end of the day, well, St. Andrew goes home to his father, Simon. His father's name is John or Jonah, and his brother, he's the fisherman, St. Peter. And he tells Peter, says, Peter, you won't believe it. I think I found the Messiah, the promised one. And then he brings St. Peter to our Lord. Then he brings others to our Lord. He's bringing everybody to Jesus. So much so that when the Greeks, who were pagans, wanted to see our Lord just before Holy Week, they went to St. Andrew. And St. Andrew helped them out to get an appointment and talk to our Lord. He's always, while he's waiting for his cross, waiting for heaven, he's also busy. He's bringing people. That's why our Lord called him. And that's why he called him first. Well, after Pentecost was come, and they all received the Holy Ghost, and they became on fire with God's love, he went everywhere throughout a big, big distance. And some say he even went to Scotland, although we're not sure about that, or maybe Russia, and he certainly went to Greece and to Turkey, there especially. And he preached the gospel in all of these places. And then at the end, he was in a certain city in Greece, and they said to him, well, you'll have to worship the pagan gods. And he told the man in charge, he said, look, I don't worship pagan gods. I offer one sacrifice to the one true God, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, just as we're doing right now at Holy Mass. And I say that Mass every day, he says, and I don't worship devils. And so that's why they carried him out, and they put him on the cross for 3 days, and he was happy to be there. See, that's the thing. He didn't mind it in the least. And it was his way of showing that he loved our Lord right to the very end, because that was our Lord's way of showing he loves us right to the very end. And while he's on the cross, what do you think he's doing? He's preaching some more. And all these people came to listen to him, and he brought them to Jesus too. The first called, it was his job to call as many as possible to follow our Lord. Well, that's the story of today's saint, who's really our Advent patron saint. We're waiting for Christmas, aren't we? And we're thinking it would be nice to get such and such a thing for Christmas. Or if you're old, then you think, oh, well, I have to do this and I have to do that. And, oh, I hope I don't forget to do this other thing. It's a time of staying busy, isn't it? Well, let's be busy not only with thinking what we want to get, but who we want to bring. Who do we want to bring? Somebody, at least. Maybe by my prayers or my good example, I want to bring somebody to Jesus this Christmas. Because after all, who gets the presents? You do. Whose birthday is it? It's Jesus' birthday. That's not fair, isn't it? Is it? If you didn't get any presents on your birthday, you'd think it's not fair. It's my birthday. I get to have the presents. Well, the baby Jesus, it's his birthday, December 25th. We should give him presents. What present would he like? He would like somebody who hasn't been to him for a long time, hasn't been to confession or communion or doesn't go to church anymore, not regularly, and doesn't say his prayers. Maybe by your prayers, something you say or do, you could bring somebody to Jesus. Children, as we're waiting for Christmas and looking forward to it, which is okay, and it's all right to think about what presents you'd like, let's think about getting a beautiful present for Jesus, just the same way St. Andrew did. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.